Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
It's a lot easier than the past time.
This was a lot easier this time.
He's over here panicking. First thing see your lodge thing.
We're not all bad.
So, and you guys can head out too if you'd like. Thank you. Thank you for coming out.
See you, Jeff.
Jeff, show them how to do a pedestal mount on one of them side by sides. Show them how to do a pedestal mount on one of them side by sides.
You got some leftover C4?
Are
we talking about the same thing?
No.
All right, we're going to move on to the third conditional use permit.
Do we have the applicant for this one here? He's having, okay, Presley's indicating yes. So, CUP case number 2311, Michael Gustafson is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to be constructed on the east side of the existing single-family home located at 426 Freeman Lane, Hollister. Property is currently zoned R1, single-family residential. Property is served by a shared well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Access is off Freeman Lane. So, again, our conditional use permit, these are pretty much the same unless the Planning Commission would change these requirements. If you look on the screen, you'll see Highway 65. This is historic 165 that goes to the west. So this Freeman Road, it's a county road that goes down and dead ends. And I've got the parcel highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. And this is not the yellow hatch. This is like an orange. This is actually a manufacturing M1 or M2. I'd have to look at our chart. And then this purple is the RV or mobile home park. This green is somewhat showing where the plan to put the structure, 14 by 24. I think I put some photos in your packet. I meant to. I can go to pictometry and we can look at it. That I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening. Yes, as he's detailed, my mother is she's living in Nebraska. She's a widow now. She's moving back home. I like to put up a 14 by 24 foot. Building as a mother-in-law apartment, essentially for her. There is a shed currently there. I'd knock that shed down, and expand the footing to accommodate the 14 by 24 footprint.
And just to confirm, you are Michael?
Yes, yes, okay. I am.
Okay, for the record.
Basically, you're adding a room onto your house for your mother.
Yes, essentially.
Yeah. Is it connected to the home?
No, sir, it's not.
Okay. So it's an accessory.
Yeah, yes, correct.
You guys thought I'd messed up, hadn't you? I was looking at you over there. Yeah. That's good. I need it.
Where the structure is, my proposal would be to tap into the existing septic system, which runs right there, so it would be an easy connection, the existing septic and the water from the home. So, and power, of course, would be provided.
Are you going to put a meter on her so you can turn the water?
Well, I could put a meter on it, but I'd probably get in trouble if I charged her. Probably get grounded, you know, for that.
If mother don't pay the bill, you'll get stuck with it.
There you go. Well, I guess turnabout's fair play. I stuck her with a lot over the years.
Ago. So do we have anyone in the audience here for this application, for or against? No? Pretty straightforward application. Got a motion to approve the application.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Who's the second?
Law.
Okay, thank you.
If he's going to add to the existing septic, that'll be under Suti's purview to make sure it's the right size. Mm-hmm.
The existing, the home originally, the septic system originally serviced five. So, kids have moved on. There'll be three on it. So it would actually be less of a burden on the septic.
You have met with Mr. Suti, haven't you?
I'm sorry?
Mr. Suti, Environmental Services, have you?
I haven't heard from anybody from Environmental Services.
Okay. But yeah, when he gets his building permit, when he gets to. That, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion, second. We've got any further comments, discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
7-0.
Yes.
So, yeah, just come see Presley about the building permit, and we need this something from John on the septic, which is with every permit we get, either sewer or septic.
Okay, do I need to reach out to John, or will you reach out to me? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, and you can go ahead and make your application with Presley, and then she'll direct you to John, and we'll hold it till we get something from him.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate
your time. Thank you.
I feel old. That's from one of the Augustus from kids who used to live there.
Okay, we're going to move down to number four. And we've got conditional use permit 23-012. Last conditional use permit for the evening.
James Worcester is seeking Planning Commission approval of conditional use permit for three RV sites, two yurts, one teepee, and one canvas tent for nightly rental use on an approximate 44-acre part of an 86-acre parcel located at 221 Fairview Church Road, Reuter. The property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. The property will be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. This is our typical Planning Commission recommendations for nightly rental, which would be compliance with the applicable provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations to include Article 16.000, Recreational Vehicle Park, and Article 24.000, the nightly rental. And it's subject to all easements, and again, the building permits would be required. This is Highway 160. Of course, we're way in the eastern part of the county. Here's our zoning layer. The white's A1, the blue is RR1 for bigger lotted subdivision. And then this hatched green, of course, is the government national forest. This is the location of the project on these two parcels. And I think he has submitted some separate drawings that I might pull up. And I couldn't print those. Something wasn't working.
Okay.
So I'll get you some copies of what you sent me.
Okay.
Would you rather I just went to those? Or I do have them.
Just to those.
Okay.
Yeah, that was definitely a preliminary.
Yep. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Hello, my name is James Worcester. I am speaking right now on behalf of myself and my family, with the owner being Crossan Family Trust over the land. I am requesting permission to build and operate a retreat-style business on 40 acres of my property. I am currently residing on this property and will be building my homestead. The operations of the business will help fund the growth of my homestead, as well as it allows for the opportunity for community involvement, for the ability to teach homestead and DIY techniques, and the guests the chance to experience the beautiful land we call Wyman Ridge. This parcel of Wyman Ridge has been passed down to me from my grandmother, Linda Crossan, whose father, Hardy Wyman, used the land to cow graze and hay. I have sections portioned off that will still continue to be maintained for stripping for hay, and cows will continue to graze on the other side of the road. I have nothing but the best intentions for Wyman Ridge and will not bring harm upon the land nor its surroundings and neighbors. The business I conduct will honor those that have kept the land before me, whilst granting the guests the chance to experience the majesty Wyman Ridge has to offer. One of the boundaries set in attempt to avoid potential damages is that each structure that I erect for guest lodging will be temporary and always retain the ability to be removed, replaced, or transitioned without worry of the land ever being incapable of returning to its prior use. My goal overall is to create a unique retreat experience that involves a variety of accommodations, eccentric meals, and intriguing classes and workshops. These accommodations will include yurts, teepees, canvas tents, camping tent pads, tree houses, and RVs. As I receive feedback, I can determine routes of growth for future lodging designs, but the placement of each unit will guarantee that each group attains as much privacy and peace as possible. The meals themselves will consist of as many locally sourced meats and foods as we can, alongside contributions from our garden. That being said, all local and native recipes are welcome. The classes and workshops can include a wide range from making your own soaps and shampoos to yoga and meditation to gardening and even crafts and coloring. My perfect scenario is to find participants in the community that would like to teach a skill, share a gift, tell a story, or anything else that they would like to pass on. Whatever it is, we can make a class for it and teach it to our guests. I will also be hosting themed nights that will include a past tradition, story, activity, or recipe. I want the history and the culture of Wyman Ridge to be known. I see this as a 10 to 20 year project where I would like to have permission to place up to 25 lodging structures for nightly rentals. Although I don't really see myself hitting that, it should just be 10 to 15. To begin, I will have 2 yurts, 3 RV pads, and a few tent camping pads that I will be experimenting with. I will not be adding any more RV sites for nightly rentals whatsoever. Next year, I would like to add a teepee, a couple more tent pads, and I will design an area for a group retreat. Will then consist of either canvas tents or yurts, whatever facet works better there. At this point, years 3 and 4 are about business operations, although I could potentially see an addition of just 1 or 2 stays. By year 5 is where I would like to have a fully functioning retreat center. You said you didn't have any of these maps, or do you have that? Oh,
just pull them up. Yeah, you just got it. No, I just couldn't print them. I went ahead.
Let's go to the current one. That should be number 2 rare. So this is the state of the land at its current state. This white right now is kind of where I perched in an accessible entryway, where right now I have it's 40 to 45 feet long, and it rides right up to where I have an RV that is your front space, and where I just have a storage trailer right behind it for myself, and that is where I reside. Your blue dot at the top is where I have my existing water well, and the 2 green dots are where I have existing electric poles. The red over there is my first yurt. It's just built there. It's not fully done or anything, but that is the location of that first one. So I made sure to get it out, kind of just made sure, inspected it all to make sure this could be possible before presenting it. Let's go back to that very first one. So this one is a little messy, so that the rest of them I divided up. But this one, the intention is for you to understand the letter correlation. Right here, I've listed them A, B, C, D, kind of all through J right there. And I want to go through kind of the intention and demographic that I'm intending to reach and what I'm trying to provide at each of these sites. This site A here, kind of towards the middle, as you see, where I also had that red dot located on the one prior, that is my first initial yurt. And the next one to it is B, the second yurt that I would do. These would be my only utility containing homes, and they would be my first ones. That way I could go ahead and obtain that year-round capability. That is the reason that these are also the only ones that are close to each other and can be seen by one another. That way I can give them both electric, water, and septic.
Okay.